It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. Good thing he's a doctor because he's got one hell of a sick body. Host of Ask Dr. Drew, Dr. Drew Pinsky. He's here because he thought Dr. Drew could get him penicillin. Comedian and co-host of the Jim Norton and Sam Roberts Show on SiriusXM, Jim Norton. After 30 years in TV, she describes tonight's show as, you guessed it, a low point. Former Fox News anchor, author of the book, Write Your Own Story, Patty Ann Brown. And finally, she's like a cold spring day, 38 in Chile. Fox News contributor, Kat Tipp.
Yes. Jim, first, congratulations on being voted by GQ Most Woke Comedian. It's quite an honor. Don't you love that?
Oh, I do.
The finger snapping.
Oh, I hate when a crowd laughs or claps. I'm like, come on, guys, go with it. Nah, yeah. You know what I mean.
Yes. What do you agree with what my theory? Do you think I'm hyperbolic? Or is there some truth to it?
I think both. I think there is truth to it. But women like it when you can connect mm-hmm. as well. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't just want to, you know, every woman doesn't necessarily want a fireman. Like, they like the fact that I'm hard as nails, but I also cry when I can't maintain my erection. They kind of like a combination of those things.
Yes.
So I think you're right that it's not necessarily a sexy quality, mm-hmm. and they like older men, but probably for the same reasons you said, because we have money. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Yes.
Or they just think it's sexy when I tell them how much things cost when I was there. Age.
Yes, that is definitely a turn on. PAB, when you were single, or imagine if you were single, would you have dated a wokester? What would be the requirements for that?
I don't care what the requirements are. I would not date a wokester, and that's why I was single for a really, really long time. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I ended up marrying someone younger.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
But it's hard to find someone out there these days.
Yeah. Like who? Who's it hard for?
Well, you know, I listened to the show.
Have you been looking, PAB?
Not lately. Married almost 20 years now, and happily to my younger man. Yes. But, you know, thank you. You can applaud for that.
It's what you call a smattering. Yeah. That's a smattering of applause.
Not so sure. Definitely not so sure.
That was polite applause.
Yes. I figured that out. there's a radio segment on this local radio station called Blown Off, and I'm addicted to it. And it's just a guy or a girl calls in and says, you know, I went on one date or I've dated somebody for several months and now they blew me off and I don't know why. And they get the person on the phone and it's always something really obvious that the person somehow didn't realize, because I think one of the big problems is that people don't know how to interact in person anymore. They don't know how to go on a date. They do obviously stupid things because they get their social norms from reality TV and social media and TikTok, and they have no idea how to behave in public.
That's a great point. That is a great point. They're inarticulate because they're better used to just dealing in an abstract environment like online. It probably is Dr. Drew's fault.
Could be because you've
exploited reality TV. I'm kidding.
But her point is well taken. But I'll tell you what, I've been talking to young people for decades, right?
Yeah.
So I sort of hear things before they get into the sort of data sets. And again, so this is all very anecdotal. But what I'm hearing lately is, A, they're definitely, the wind is out of the sails. They're involved with their pornography. And B, they're afraid of being seen as predatory. Relationships are hard. They have no practice in working on them and navigating them. They'd rather just sit with their porn. And I'm starting to hear about prostitution use. First time in my career, I'm hearing young men report spontaneously that this is something they're doing. So
that's a transaction that they can trust, because when money passes hands, it's implicitly trustworthy. They're not going to get accused of anything.
Yeah, it's very sad. And we really need to encourage people to meet in flesh, in person. Just the healthiness of spending time with other humans has been lost by social media. So there's a lot going on. And I'm arguing it's a choice these young men are pulling away. It's not just the porn is taking the wind out of their sails. They're choosing because they don't know how to navigate relationships.
Maybe this is an evolution. Maybe this is a positive thing. Maybe this whole Adam and Eve stuff was just a waste of time. Right? No.
It's easier to, you know, if you like that dopamine drip you get from porn, mm-hmm. like when you're zoned out in front of the computer watching yeah. porn, you can just kind of give yourself that drug for hours.
That's right.
And a date, you get dinner and all that nonsense.
more expensive, too.
More expensive? Yeah. And it's, you know, it's just easier to give yourself that drug.
Yeah.
Prostitution, yeah, that definitely is something. I'm surprised that young people haven't talked to you about that. But if you'd like to hear an older guy talk to you about it, I can...
Here we are.
I'm surprised you would need to pay for sex, Jim.
You've never seen me nude, Greg.
Thank you. I don't think it's a surprise, Kat. Before you were married, and you're happily married, that you dated a lot of losers. Mm-hmm. I mean...
It's not a joke.
We could go through... We'd spend hours discussing the amount of dirt bags and no good failures.
She and I have.
We have.
That's true. Yeah.
Do you think that Dr. Drew's making a good point on about this, these other things, or is it really they just can't communicate?
Maybe. I mean, I didn't need to marry an old man to pay my bills because I pay for my own bills myself with my money that I got from building a fan base of old men.
That's beautiful.
And I love you. I love you guys. Don't you? Yes, you. I'm talking about you. Don't you forget it.
Don't listen to what you're talking to.
Don't matter what your wife says. I am talking to them. I think that there's something to what you're saying, too, because my husband is by far the most conservative man that I ever dated. And he's more conservative than I am. And I like went through with it. I married him.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that's what I was looking for, but apparently I must have been.
Mm. Yep.
There you go.
There's your answer. That's science, right?
That's anecdotes.
No, that was actual science.
Oh, science. Okay, yes. That's what I meant.
Yes, yes. Do you think dating apps play a role?
Of course.
In the sense
but here's what dating apps show is that 10% of the people are having lots of sex and everyone else is S out of luck.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. They go to the same, like, top 10% or 5%.
Yep.
Interesting.
I've done poorly on dating apps.
What?
I know. Because I show up and they're like, that's not your picture. I'm like, so what? I'm funny.
The problem with the dating apps is it eliminates the possibility for somebody with an interesting personality to convince a woman that you're worth taking a risk on, even though you don't look like, you know, me.
And it makes everybody disposable.
Yeah.
Everybody's disposable. Yeah. How many people start out like, oh my God, I hated their guts at first, and then we got to know each other, and then like we started dating and now we're married, as opposed to I saw this person, they said one thing. I had a woman tell me once that she was a vegan. I went, oh, do you eat fish? She blocked me.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
All right. Oh, this is fun. Is there too much commotion by the ocean? Has our faith been shaken by deadly spring break-in? Ooh, spring break in sunny South Florida seems to have been a total disaster this year. And it's not due to sightings of Jim Norton in a thong. Leave that up there for the rest of the show. But with drunks and firearms and booze, what could go wrong? Many residents say they want to see the whole thing canceled after two fatal shootings in Miami Beach over the weekend. If the folks in Miami Beach want to see that kind of crap, they'll move to Chicago instead. City officials have even imposed a curfew, which has forced those poor kids to throw up in their own hotel rooms. But haven't they asked for spring break in their city?
We don't ask for spring break in our city. We don't want spring break in our city. It's too rowdy, brings too much disorder, and it's simply too difficult to police.
See, while that spring break nonsense might play at the Jersey Shore, South Beach locals frown on that kind of behavior, and their faces are paralyzed from Botox. But is canceling spring break really the answer? On the one hand, the move would be devastating for the antiviral medication industry. But there are concerns, like American tourists going missing in Mexico, cocaine getting cut with fentanyl, and partygoers who recommend Red Bull enemas. Oh, I know. Seriously, I had no idea you had to pour it out of the can. Kat, have you ever been on spring break?
Okay, never when I was, like, as a college student, but then I actually did go cover spring break in 2016 for Barstool in Cancun. I think we have, like, some of the video, actually.
Do we really?
I think so.
So what do you think about the election? Who are you voting for?
I'm going for Trump, yo. Let's go. Hey, build the wall, yo.
Why do you like Trump?
Because there's no better choice.
Yeah. It's like picking the best STD that you could have. What do you think's the best STD you can have?
Gonorrhea.
Or chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
You have a strong preference for chlamydia.
I do. The other ones are scary.
What do you think about ISIS?
ISIS. Yeah, I like ISIS.
You know.
Yeah.
There's no hope.
You restored my faith in America with that clip.
It's like longer than 5 minutes. It was years ago. And I just think we can't give up spring break because we're giving up so much content.
No, that is so true. That's better than anything you see in Waters. You know what I mean? Jim, you've been going on spring break for 40 years now.
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
as an elder statesman, I call myself a fun guy.
Yes, exactly. I've seen you host the parade.
Yes, I do. I take off my shirt and they all look at my side fat and they cheer my courage. No, I think the problem with spring break is that like during the school year, what you should be encouraging kids to do is drink and do cocaine and get high. And this way, when spring break comes, all they want to do is quietly reflect.
Yes.
And read a book. But it's because they're cooped up and they're bored all year at school and then they go and let loose. I hate spring break.
Yeah.
I hosted MTV shows on spring break back in 2003, two pilots. Neither were popular or got picked up.
Yeah.
But I did go down there and I had horrible explosive diarrhea on the beach. It's my spring break story.
I had... I won't talk about what happened to me, PAB. Did you ever do any spring breaks?
I did really mellow. I know it's embarrassing, but it just really mellow.
I heard you were a very violent person.
Yes, just a couple of shootings. That's it.
Yes, bashing heads.
I went to just nice resorts. I was very boring as a child. But, you know, I see some of the video and the pictures that we're seeing here. And first of all, my first thought is we are paying the student loans of a lot of these kids. It's just really depressing.
Oh, that's great. They have to, like, yeah, anybody who goes on spring break cannot get their student loans bailed out, period.
I like it.
Yeah, that's one of the things.
I don't think it stands a chance.
Yes.
Well. But the other thing is you see them in these pictures. I mean, we didn't show a lot of them, but the pictures in the articles of these kids just, I mean, it was disgusting.
You see the ones where the women are fighting?
There was fighting and there was all kinds of stuff. Yes, exactly, the opposite of fighting. And, you know, they can obviously see that there are cameras right on them, and either they're too stupid to know that they should be hiding their behavior from the cameras, or they actually want to be seen because, you know, any kind of fame is good.
Yeah. Is this just innocent fun gone awry?
Yeah.
Is it just drinking run amok?
You know, and of course, I've been making the case for in-person gathering, and here's what I get. There it is.
You know what,
here we
right.
are.
We're a bunch of hypocrites. We just did two blocks talking about how young people aren't seeing, talking to young people.
I know,
and then now we're doing
this.
A block saying it's bad.
We should be encouraging
this. This show is a mess. A
couple things. So Miami's cracking down. Their curfew's midnight.
Yes.
And they're allowing people to go back to the hotels and continue drinking. But ultimately, it really just a reminder that every adverse outcome you can name for when it comes to the health of young people, alcohol is always in the mix. Whether it's her favorite STD, whether it's unwanted sexual contact, whether it's a fight or an accident or police action, always alcohol there. People should get more honest about the impact of alcohol.
Well, I mean, obviously, alcohol is a toxic chemical, but without it, we wouldn't even have children.
Probably not. Yeah, good point.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
in a weird way,
it's
alcohol.
A powerful message.
It is a powerful message. You know, I think I'd like to. Alcohol is an American hero.
Yep.
But anyway, you know what? Why do they have? Why do they have spring break? Why did we decide that kids need a break from school? It's incredible. That's all they do is have fun. And, oh, I need to take a break. I need to go down and do Jello shots in Miami or Lake Havasu, whatever that is.
You're saying it like that, but you're actually making it sound like a fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot more fun than being in school, going down and doing Jello shots in Miami. You're selling it.
Well, I guess maybe I'm just jealous.
Yeah, me too.
I love Jell-O.
I do too. I dropped out of high school.
You know what? I have this idea of selling you know how they have a beer that without alcohol?
Oh yeah.
Alcohol-free Jell-O. What do you think?
What?
Yeah, alcohol.
Give Bill Cosby to be the front man for it. Amazing.
Yeah, no, he does Jell-O PM. What are you talking about? That was a great joke,
yep.
Jerks.
Yeah.
We are out of time. Thank you, PAB, Jim Norton, Dr. Drew, Cat Tip, our studio audience. Fox News and that, Jimmy Jobs. What are you doing, really, huh?
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.